19 and 20, a sermon entitled Evangelism. Can I tell you, evangelism is not just meant for the areas of our comfort. You and I are supposed to evangelize everywhere we go. The Word of God says, amen, in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. If you're there, say amen. I'll give you a little bit more time to find it. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. The Word of God says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Amen. Go to Acts 1, verse 8. Book of Acts 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. How many know that it doesn't just say where I'm comfortable at? It doesn't say where the people look like me. It doesn't tell you and I, amen, where the people speak the same language as me. It says, amen, to do it in all the ends of the earth. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. And we ask that you would help us, be with us, guide us. I pray, God, let the power of the Holy Spirit, God, be upon us tonight. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. There's an illustration. And, amen, this illustration is a conversation by the angel Gabriel. As Gabriel, amen, approaches Jesus after Jesus ascended to heaven. The illustration goes like this: Master, do people know and appreciate how much you did for them? Jesus replied, oh no, not yet. Right now, only a handful of people in Jerusalem know. Gabriel was perplexed and asked, then what have you done to let everyone know about your love? Jesus said, I've asked Peter, James, John, and a few more friends to tell others about me. Those who are told will tell others until my story is spread to the farthest reaches of the globe. Ultimately, all mankind will hear about my life and what I have done. Gabriel frowned and looked rather skeptical because he knew all about humankind. He then said, yes, but what if Peter, James, and John grow weary? What if the people who come after them forget? What if way down the 21st century, people just don't tell others about you? Do you have a plan B? And Jesus answered, I haven't made any other plans. I am counting that what I've told them, they will do. See, there are two things, amen, that you and I cannot do in heaven. We cannot sin and we, amen, cannot share the gospel who are still lost. While we should avoid, while we should avoid sinning, we are called, amen, this evening to share while we still have time to do so. Because Jesus Christ is counting on you and I tonight. In the book of John 17, 18, Jesus prayed this prayer and he said, as you've sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. See, God tonight is at work in the world. And he wants you and I. Imagine this. God wants you and I to join him. We have not, amen, we have been saved not only to serve, but also to witness, to tell others about the goodness of God. Every one of us tonight, we need, amen, to minister, amen, in a lost world to people who are unbelievers. We were made for only one thing, and that is to be messengers of the good news of Christ. See, Paul, amen, he described this in this way, Acts 20:24. The most important thing is that I complete my mission. The work of the Lord, the Lord Jesus gave me to tell people the good news about God's grace. Can I tell you that in a nutshell is what Jesus tells you and I when he said, go. See, our purpose tonight is to proclaim the good news. Our purpose tonight is not to save them. It is to let people know about the good news. How many know that? We can't keep, amen, what we've learned to ourselves. We can't be like little kids. Mine. I'm saved. I don't care about anybody else. Because how many know that that can easily become our attitude? I'm saved. Let them worry about their own salvation. But how many know that's not what God told you and I? See, our purpose is to proclaim the good news. See, there's a word, amen, that is often misunderstood. And that word is evangelism. The word evangelism simply means to share the good news. Can I tell you something tonight? Nobody is better to witness about what you have experienced than you. Nobody is better to tell others about what has happened in your life than you. See, where, you would say, where am I supposed to go? Jesus, before he ascended onto heaven, he gave you and I a commandment or a mandate. And Acts 1:8 again, amen, it says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea, Samaria, and, amen, to the ends of the earth. Can you see that Jesus did not say, you be my defense attorney? Amen. He did not say, you will be my prosecutor. He did not expect you and I to be, amen, his salespeople. We don't sell Jesus. We share Jesus. All God, amen, wants is for you and I to simply be one thing, folks, and that is his witnesses. See, witnesses simply do one thing. They report, amen, what has happened to them or what they saw. There's only one expert in your life, and that expert is you. Nobody can be a better witness about what you have experienced, amen, but you or than you. There is no other story like yours. Can I tell you, each and every one of our stories is unique in its own self. His story is not like my story. His testimony is not like my testimony. Each and every one of us, folks, we have our own testimony, and only you can share it. You know, many of times from hearing other people's testimony, what I do is I give little tidbits of what I heard about their testimony. But what happens is there's a lot of things, amen, that are left out. But only you can give the full version of what has happened in your life. See, God has chosen you and I to, amen, complete his mission. We are plan A. There is no plan B. See, many people, they go through and they say things like, if this doesn't work, then I'll do this. That's plan B. God has no plan B. He's not going to die on the cross again. The Bible says that he did it once and once and for all. We are his plan. There is no other plan. See, this, amen, to be able to be part of God's plan is the greatest privilege that will ever be given to you and I. In Acts 1 verse 8 again, it tells us what we are supposed to be witnesses, amen, what we are supposed to be, and that is to be witnesses. But it also tells us where to do it. He says, I must share, amen, to those in my world. In other words, they were in Jerusalem, so it was to start there. It was to start with those that are closest, amen, to you and I. Secondly, he says, to reach beyond our world, that is Judea and Samaria. We are called, amen, tonight to share the good news with those that are different from you and I. Can I tell you, Jews hated, can I tell you, when I say hate, they hated Samaritans. Hated. See, there's people that you and I, we might not say, Pastor, I don't hate them, but we don't dislike, but we don't like them. Amen? How many know that? I don't hate them, but amen, you don't like them either. But Jesus made this statement, I must go through where? Samaria. I'm glad somebody knew. I must go through Samaria. Jesus said, there's people there that have to know about my plan. I must care about the whole world. This is to the ends of the earth. See, we, you and I, amen, can never forget that God expects one thing, and that is to love the lost. Can I tell you, whether the lost is in the Middle East, whether the lost is in Africa, whether the lost is in Europe, whether the lost is in Asia, whether the lost is, in Australia, whether the lost is in South America, whether the lost is, in North America, or whether, they are penguins that are lost in Antarctica. We are called to reach the lost. You and I are called, to reach, the lost. And we are to go everywhere with the same gospel. Can I tell you? The gospel works here as it works in Asia, as it works in Europe, as it works in the Middle East. People all over the Middle East right now are by drones coming to know Jesus because they've been deceived for so long that people, are coming to know Jesus. They're lost. And they need, people to tell them. And that's where Jesus said, you must be able, to care about the whole world. We are to go everywhere with the gospel. See, to complete this mandate, it must start in your Jerusalem to share, to those that are closest to you. In the book of Luke 8, I'm going to summarize. You and I, we read about a man that was troubled and tormented. He was the gathering demoniac, but he found freedom when he had one encounter with Jesus Christ. He was healed, he was transformed, and he says, I want to follow you, Lord, because of what he had, seen. Jesus did such an incredible thing in his life that in verse 38, he begged, listen, he begged. Many people, we sit there and we look at Jesus and we're like, I don't know if I want to follow you. I don't know. Let me go this way while you go that way. But this man begged Jesus, Lord, let me follow you. Let me follow you. How many know that you would think Jesus would say, that's the greatest idea I've ever heard? But Jesus in verse 39 told him, return home and tell, how much God has done for you. In other words, there are things that you have to do in your Jerusalem, your area. See, Jesus wanted, to reach this man. Inner circle. Can I tell you? Every single one of us have our inner circle. Those people that you and I know, those people, that you and I have close to you, that you and I have close to us. But he knew that, can only be accomplished. Listen to me. He knew, that could only be accomplished with the testimony of this man as he began to witness all that God did for him. Isn't that amazing? And listen to what happened. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus, had done for him. He did exactly what Jesus told him to do. Jesus, told him to witness in his Jerusalem, in his world. Mark 5:20, it tells us that all people were amazed. Can I tell you? People will be amazed when they see how much you've changed. See, they were amazed because they knew who this guy was before the encounter with Jesus. There can be no argument with his, transformation because they saw a man who was, there slicing, living in tombs, howling like wolves, now changed, standing before them in their right mind. Can I tell you, you and I, you might have not done all that, but you were not in your right mind. Amen. You would probably say, Pastor, I didn't sleep in the cemetery, but you were still out of your mind. In John 4:28 through 30. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Because of this woman, because of one woman, see, many a times we belittle ourselves. I'm only one person. I'm only insignificant. How much can I really do? We say, listen, how many know that those are statements that we make? How much can I truly do if I'm only one person? But because of her, those who knew her came to know who Jesus was. He makes the same statement tonight of me and you. Our mission is to start in our world, in our closest, in our neighborhood, in our community. He wants us to go to our friends. Can I tell you, you got friends. We all have friends. Our families, our co-workers, our neighbors, and to anybody, who crosses our path and is willing to hear you say, Jesus has changed my life. Can I tell you what he has done for me? See, the honest, if we would be honest tonight, most of us, when we begin to witness, or when we should witness, we bail out. Exit, stage right. Wait. We bail out. We exit. See, we say things like, we don't think people are going to be interested. See, surveys show that Americans today are more interested in spiritual matters now than ever before, or even 10 years ago. The Gallup poll, it conducted a poll and discovered that 65 million Americans have no church home. 34 million of them said they would attend if somebody just did one thing, and that is to invite them. Another poll revealed that teens would rather talk about God than sex, drugs, or music. See, tonight, can I tell you something? Your friends are more interested than we really think. All we have to do is begin to speak. Another thing we say is we don't believe they're lost. Can I tell you? They're lost in their sauce. Amen? We begin, to say things like, I don't know if they would go to hell. See, we say things like, nice people should, should go to heaven, right? How many know that that's something that we, surely that's, that person is nice. They don't deserve to go to hell. But it's not good enough to be good. I'm sorry. It's not good enough. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Only through me will you know the Father. Jesus is the only way. Good is not good enough to God. See, if your faith tonight, if your friends tonight are not saved, then they are lost in their sins and they are in a grave danger tonight. See, next we say things like, I don't want to be rejected. We hold back because I don't know if they love to hear me speak about tongues. It makes you insecure. It makes you insecure about talking about the Holy Spirit. See, we would rather accept or we would rather be accepted than risk getting, than them getting mad at us because of our faith. So all we do is we just mingle together, and just cuddle up with one another. How many know that that's what many people do, folks? You know, when I got saved, I think I mentioned it here when I first got here. When I went home, I told all my family, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. That's what I did. And can I tell you, each and every one of them, they're not saved. So they told me, go to. Can I tell you? I'm going to tell you something. I was bold. Can I tell you, my stance in God has not changed. It's just the way I witness has changed. I can still say the same things. If you don't get right, you're not going to go with God. How many know that that's still telling them you're going to go to hell? But I've learned, God, in the 27 years, thank God that he's given me wisdom where I don't condemn everybody to hell. See, I don't want to just blend in together and tell my family, guys, the lifestyle you're living is okay. You'll be okay. You'll be all right. Let's just come and, let's make a bonfire and sing Kumbaya together. How many know that's not the way it's going to work? See, next, if we're not living the way we're supposed to, how many know, that we will not share of what God is doing in us. Because how can we share what we are not living? Lastly, we don't know what to say. See, some of us think, amen, that the number one reason we don't tell, people about Jesus is because, this is what my life. I don't know what to say. But 1 Peter 3:15 says, but in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. See, the most important thing tonight is to be able to submit ourselves to Christ. And after we submit ourselves to Christ, now begin to live a Christian life. See, when they see the hope that you have, they will begin to ask questions. You don't have to ask the questions. They will ask the questions to you. You and I, amen, we have to be able to be prepared to answer. We should be prepared to tell his story, but also your story, because each and every one of us have our story that is aligned with his story. See, first, we can start with who you were before. Then, this is when I came to know Jesus. And finally, this is what my life is after I made the decision to accept Jesus. Who you were when you had the encounter, who you are now. How many know that that's simple? It's not hard. Just tell people about what Jesus did in your life. Give a testimony. Give your testimony. Take some time. Listen, if you don't know, write it. Write of what you're going to say. Can I tell you, when you start reading, you don't have to start and ask when you're witnessing to him. Let me tell you about what Jesus did. Wait. Let me look first. Okay. We're not going to do that, folks. We're not going to do that. You begin to know what Jesus has done upon your life. And then you share that story with others. But you have to prepare yourself. Preparation in prayer. Preparation. Can I tell you, you have to learn, if you are one that is not a social bug, then you have to get out of your shell. I've told people before, you wouldn't imagine, but at one time in my life, I would not be able to speak. I would say, no, let them find their own way. But can I tell you, through prayer and asking God, you're going to have to do something in this short little Mexican man. Can I tell you, you ask God, God's going to give it to you. You ask God, God is going to give it to you. See, the only reason your heart tonight is beating is because God wants you to share what you have to other people's lives. To those that have not heard the message. Remember this. If somebody had not shared it with you, where would you be today? Pastor, I'm in my right mind. But can I tell you, you weren't at one point. You were lost. It was like that mixer kept going, and that was your brain on drugs. Amen? That was your brain on alcohol. That was your brain on pornography. That was your brain, amen, in all the addictions that you had. It was like that mixture, amen, hallelujah. My wife has a ninja mixture, and that mixture just grinds. That's exactly the way our minds were. Messed up. If somebody had not shared or told you about Christ, you would be lost. But because you were told, God wants you, amen, to pass on what you know. I love Jeremiah, amen. Write this down. I've said it before. Write it down in your Bible, amen. Mark it. Remember it, amen. It says this. But if I say I will not remember him or speak any more of his name, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I'm weary of holding it in, and I cannot. Listen, he says, I cannot endure it. I must tell somebody. Amen? You know, we have to be able to stop fearing that they're not going to accept it. It's not our job for them to. It's not our job. Our job is to tell them. Amen? When we tell them, then what we are doing is we are planting a seed. You know, I had one pepper that pepper is about maybe 10 years old. And I found it the other day. And I said, I looked at that pepper and I said, man, that pepper, I remember it was good. And it's been a long time. It's hot. I said, God, what if I crack it? I got some Miracle-Gro, amen, and I planted it. But see, I can't make it grow. Amen? All I can do is plant it and then wait for it. And can I tell you, each and every day I go out to my backyard and I look. Not yet, but I'm believing that it's going to grow. Amen? I go out again. I got to get with Mr. Nixon. He's the green thumb. Amen. I go out again, and every day I put water in it, and I say, Mr. Sun, shine down upon it. Shine down. But I cannot make it grow, folks. All I can do is plant it and expect growth. That's what we do when we witness. That's what we do when we evangelize. That's what we do when we go out into other places, or as the Bible says, the rest of the world. We just plant a seed and expect for it to grow. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. Hallelujah. You're here in this place. You're not saved. You're here in this place. You're not right with God. Estás aquí en este lugar, no estás salvo o no estás bien con Dios. But you want to surrender your life to Christ. Quieres rendir tu vida a Cristo en esta noche. Would you simply do one thing? Simplemente haz una cosa. Just simply raise your hand. Pastor, I want to surrender my life. Pastor, yo quiero rendir mi vida. Lift it up. Levántala. Amen. Anybody here? Alguien aquí en esta noche. He aquí. Soy yo. He aquí. Soy yo. I'm here. My hand lifted up. Mi mano levantada. Amen. You're here in this place and you're not right with God tonight. You're backslidden. Estás apartado de Dios. At one point you were right. A un punto de tu vida tú estuviste bien con Dios, pero en este momento no estás. But tonight you want to get your heart right. Pero en esta noche tú quieres tener tu corazón bien con Dios. You would give Jesus the opportunity. Le vas a dar la oportunidad a Dios en esta noche. That would be you. That would be you. He aquí, soy yo. Amen. Anybody here, you're backslidden. You're not right. Would you simply do one thing? Eres tú, no estás bien, estás apartado. Y en esta noche quieres entregar tu corazón a Dios. Amen. Church, let me speak to you. Don't let fear. Don't let the not. Listen, we are to study. Yes. But can I tell you? The best thing that you can ever do. La mejor cosa que tú vas a poder hacer. Sí, tienes que estudiar. Pero lo mejor va a poder ser. Is if you give your testimony. If you give your testimony. Si tú das tu testimonio, va a ser lo mejor. That is going to be the best thing that you can ever do. Is to give your testimony. Jesus, as the gathering demoniac, begged el gaderino endemoniado. He begged Jesus. Le rogó al Señor. He said, let me go with you. Dijo, déjame ir contigo. But Jesus told them, no. Go back to your people and let them know what I've done. Ve para atrás a tu gente y diles las buenas nuevas de que yo ha hecho en tu vida. God tonight wants us to be his witness. Not just in our comfort zone, our community, but in Judea and Samaria and to the rest of the world. No nada más en nuestra comunidad, pero en Judea y Samaria y hasta el resto del mundo. Because that's what God wants the message to be proclaimed by the messengers. Dios quiere que el mensaje sea proclamado por el mensajero. And tonight, you and I are the messengers. Tú y yo somos los mensajeros. We can witness. Podemos testificar. We can tell people about Jesus. Le podemos decir a la gente de Jesús. Only if you are able to get out. Simplemente, si tú eres dispuesto a poder salirte de tu área, de poder estar a gusto en esta noche. Jesus wants you and I to be able to go out and tell people. That's the only plan, folks. There is no other plan. Ese es el único plan que Dios dice que nosotros tenemos que ser los testigos de las buenas nuevas. And that's you tonight. Y eres tú en esta noche. Amen. If God spoke to you tonight, amen. Maybe you need to embolden yourself. Quizás en esta noche tienes que hablar profundamente de Él. Maybe you've lacked. Quizás no lo has hecho. Maybe you need to. Quizás lo tienes que hacer. And God spoke to you tonight. Y Dios te habló en esta noche. El altar está abierto. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Let Jesus touch your life tonight. Deja que Jesús toque tu vida en esta noche. Pastor, I don't know. Can I tell you? Nobody is better to tell your story than you. No hay nadie mejor de poder dar tu testimonio que tú en esta noche. No hay nadie mejor. There's nobody better to be able to let somebody know about what happened. This woman, she goes and she says, amen, there's a man that has told me everything about my life. Esta mujer, la samaritana, dice, aquí está este hombre que me ha dicho todo lo de mi vida. Jesus wanted her to go, amen. And this woman said, amen, this is the Christ. Esta mujer fue y dijo, este es el Cristo. When you and I let people know, things change. Cuando tú y yo dejamos decir, le damos las buenas nuevas a la gente, cosas cambian. Things will change, folks. You want things to be different? Begin to witness. ¿Tú quieres que las cosas sean diferentes? Empieza a hablarle de la gente, de las cosas de Dios. Witness to people. Evangeliza. Diles de lo que Cristo ha hecho en tu vida. Tell people about what Jesus has done in you. That will change people's lives. Eso va a poder cambiar el aspecto de toda la gente en esta noche. Amen. How many people are you willing to step out tonight? With every eye closed. This is going to be between only you and God. Esto va a ser entre tú y Dios. Go ahead and talk to him. You're willing to step out tonight. Just simply make that proclamation tonight. Signal with an uplifted hand. God, I will begin to be used more for you and for your glory. Lift your hand if that's going to be you tonight. Amen. Lift your hand. God, I am going to begin in my Jerusalem. I am going to go into Judea and Samaria. These are places where you and I are not comfortable in. Can I tell you, I wasn't comfortable witnessing at work. That was my Samaria at one point in my life. But as I began to witness miraculously, amen, it wasn't because I was sinning, but it was because I was afraid. What if my work fires me? But you know what happened? I began to witness to my bosses. I began to witness to my co-workers. Even the big boss, he knew who I was because I had told them and I held nothing back. But I didn't do that at first. God had to embolden me because I was afraid, what if I lose my job? But you know what got to me? Is that at one point in my life, I was not scared of my job. I said, what if they go to hell? What if this person that I've worked for so long, what if that person goes to hell? That overshadowed my fear of losing my job. And that emboldened me to be able to do it. Listen, step out. Step out. Tell people. Let people know all the way to the ends of the earth. I ask you tonight, amen, I'm going to do something before we close. Would you pray for me tonight? It's going to be a very long travel. And I need your prayers tonight. I need your prayers. While the rest of the group is going in a group setting, because I'm here in Colorado, I'm going to be alone. Can I tell? I'm not afraid. Amen. I'm not afraid. That's not, that, but I need prayer. Because can I tell you, it's a big world. And I already got left one time in India. Amen. I don't want to get left in China. I need you to pray. Would you pray for me tonight? Would you stretch out your hand? and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, God, Father, we ask you, God, God, that you would move mightily, powerfully, God. We ask you tonight, Heavenly Father, that you would help me, God, embolden me to proclaim the gospel news to the lost world there in China. We thank you tonight, God. Help me, God. Give me words, give me wisdom beyond my own understanding tonight, Father. Help me in all things. Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Father, we love you, God. We thank you, God. We worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Jesse, won't you close us in prayer?